caution, it is important that you consult a physician and a trainer or coach before you begin. You should have a medical checkup before starting any exercise program.
I'm Coach Emmett Carney. This video is about pitchers fielding practice. This is one of the most neglected areas of baseball. How many times you watch the plate, it comes down to the pitcher throwing the ball away. What we want to emphasize here is a proper footwork technique. Bare hand. Two hands and catching the ground ball and getting your body in position to make the proper throw so that you can get an out. Always remember, there's no harm in getting out, but we must field our position, and they do give golden gloves away for this position. So what we're going to do is walk through some series of drills that hopefully turn you into a better fielder. Before we even pick up a baseball, to even throw, the first thing we need to make sure we do is that we warm our bodies up properly to throw. Never ever throw to warm up. And what I mean by that is don't show up, pick a ball up, and call yourself getting warm by throwing a baseball. What you need to do is warm your body and being prepared to throw the baseball. Whenever you go to practice, I can't stress this enough, you need to warm your body up to throw. So what we're going to do is, with Jay and Timmy's assistance, I'm going to show you a couple exercises that's going to help you. One of the things I like to have them do first, which we won't do today, is run. And when we run, I like to have them run with the baseball in their hand. You may ask, why do we do that? We run with the baseball in our hand to get a feel for it. I want you to be comfortable. Spend as much time as you can. So if we're running, let's put a ball in our hand. Work on the four-seam grip, two-seam, across the two short seams, but get a feel for it. Once they've ran, they've got a little sweat going, then we're going to come in, we're going to stretch. So, okay, guys, just drop your glove. What we're going to do is what we call pinch the shoulder. They're going to take their right arm across their chest, and they're going to grab it. What we're going to work on here is concentrating on stretching the rotator back in here. We're getting that loose, especially with the throwing arm, since we've got two right-handers. Another drill, we can take the arm behind the back, pull the elbow down, and try to stretch as far down as you can, really getting a good stretch. Now we can switch over to the left side, doing the same thing. Reach down your back. Don't hurt yourself. Nice and controlled. Let's put our hand out, one fingers up. What we're going to do is pull our fingers back. You're going to get a little pull right here in the forearm. We're getting our whole body ready to go because the wrist is going to play a big factor along with the forearm. Now you can rotate that down, palm out. Then you get another pull, and you get that flexibility going there. Now let's go to the left arm. Fingers up. Down. I cannot stress the importance of making this a daily portion of your routine. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take our right arm, put it behind our back, and I'll turn around, and what we're going to do is pull our right arm to our left and pull our head to the left and get a stretch. There you go. Now we can switch to the other side. Again, getting the neck loose while also getting the torso upper loose. Now we can spread our feet a little bit wider and shoulder width. What we'll do is we'll rotate to the right, and we're going to take our right elbow and put it outside our left knee. Rotate. Come on forward. And get a good bend down there. What this will help you do is simulate the finish in your mechanical motion. Now we can rotate also to the left. It's also stretching the lower hamstring, getting a good stretch in the rear leg. Come on straight up. Another thing you can do is if I'm with Jay, I can pull his arm up. I can put an L in here and I can ask him to gently pull forward, a little bit of isometrics. I can also pull the arm down and pull forward and get a little bit of strengthening. I can take both hands ask him to extend his arm, and what I would do is when he gets a little tight, he will let me know, but we're trying to gain some flexibility here. Okay. Now I'll ask him to sit down, put your right leg over your left, and now you're gonna hook this outside, what I call a pretzel, and he's gonna pull his leg going to the right, and he's gonna pull the opposite way with his left, and he's gonna look behind him. Get a pretty good twist right here. Now we can switch to the other side. Also, concentrate on your breathing when you're doing these exercises, okay? One of my big ones is now, I want you to pull your feet up under you, pull your feet together, pull them up under you. We're gonna work on the inside of the groin. Grab your ankles. Now we're gonna kind of push down on the inside part of a thigh. This is a big preseason injury. A lot of guys will hurt their groin because they do not properly stretch. You gotta understand, guys, when you're in high school and your season's limited to 20 games a year, if you blow something here, now you've ruined your chances of having a successful year because you're gonna miss probably about half your season. That's another good one. Now let's stand up a little bit. Spread your feet wide. And what we'll do is we'll just kind of get a little groin action here to make sure, because we're gonna really use our lower part of our body. Feel your body. It ought to be sending messages to your brain. See if you can see that muscle in here stretch and know when it's too tight. Now let's go the other way. That's good. These guys should be ready to go. It's a pretty warm day. Remember, different body types require longer. Me being as old as I am, it's gonna take me a lot longer than Jay. It's gonna take me a lot longer than Timmy, but it's gonna take Timmy a lot longer than Jay. So remember, you've gotta take care of your body. Warm your body up to throw. Never throw to warm up. If you go to practice, take it upon yourself to get there a little bit early. Develop your own routine of what's gonna help you and what your problem spots will be, so you can concentrate on that and not run the risk of hurting yourself. Practice simulating a throw off of the mound, having a body in a proper position to come off and be able to feel the ground ball with two hands and then properly set our feet up. What we're going to do is eliminate the throw to the bag. However, the emphasis is catching the ball and getting the footwork set up so we can get the out. We'll do this with players in a single foul line. Here we go, Timmy. Timmy will simulate a throw. Get your feet set, ready to go. Just roll the balls to the back of the mound. One of the things I want to point out when you do this, you can say, well, I can just roll it to them. Sure, that's easy to do if you're home. Maybe you want to do it out in the front yard or the street, but what you want to do is that try to use the bat, because then they get a true feel of the way the ball is going to come off the bat. Here we go, ready? Phillip comes off, he's in a fielding position. Where's your fielding position? Glove up. Step throw. Charge it. Good job. Notice how Darryl cradles it in with two hands. He sets his feet up, ready to make the proper angle to throw to first base. Jay needs to be just a little bit more under control. Here we go, Jay, try it again. Be under control. Spread your feet. When you finish, break down. Excellent. That'll boy. Better. Now I'm going to move them just a little bit. Here we go. They're going to react to the ball. Takes a proper angle. Remember, catch the ball first, then get the out. If you pull your head up, you're going to pull your glove up. See the ball all the way. Good job. Make sure you got a grip on the ball before you come up with it. Be under control. Get your head up, find your target. Here we go. Step throw. Always remember, catch the ball, step throw. In this drill, we're going to work on fielding the ball down the third base and first base line. Basically, the ball is going to be considered what we call non-moving, and we're going to work on using the bare hand. Anytime you can, if time permits, always use two hands. You make a cleaner play. But we're going to work on it just in case it happens. What I'll do is put the balls down the first base side first. I will tell the player which way I want him to go. When he goes and fields the ball, he's going to set himself up appropriately, clear the line, and make sure his shoulders are aligned. For the guy that's coming over here to field first base side, he will run over. He can either use two hands. If he does, break down two hands. What I want him to do is clear the line. This way, if there's a runner, he's not going to hit the runner in the back of the head. If he uses a bare hand, I want him to plant his right foot, his throwing side, push the ball in the ground. By pushing the ball in the ground, it aids him in picking it up instead of trying to come over and make a swipe. He'll push it. Again, step back and make the throw. I'll let them make the determination. If they come to the third base side, what they're going to do is they've got to come over, get their shoulders, feet aligned up with first base in order to make the throw. Again, they can use two hands, or they can plant the right foot, push, come up and go. Bang, bang, play, do or die situation, push it, get it up and go. Here we go. First, what do you say? I want you to step back. Take a step back so you can clear the line. Here we go. First. What do we say?
Inside.
No, we say mine, mine, mine. Let him know. We got to communicate with the catcher so we don't have a collision here. Here we go. Ready? First.
Mine, mine, mine.
And then we would probably say inside, inside, and throw it to him. Here we go. Go.
Come on.
Plant your right foot. Push it in the ground if you're going to bare hand it. If you're going to bare hand, make sure you push it in the ground. Here we go, Timmy. Three. Set yourself up. Plant your feet.
Inside.
Step throw. Three.
Mine, mine, mine.
Here we go, Daryl. One.
Mine, mine, mine.
Good job. Way to push it in the ground. Here we go, Jay.
Mine, mine.
On my mind. On my mind.
Get your angle set up.
On my mind. My mind. My mind.
Good job. If you're a left-handed pitcher, what you can basically do, and I'll simulate for you, is as you come off the line, one, get yourself in position where you're going to make the throw. What you want to do is come in, circle around the ball, square up, 2 feet, jab step, open up, then you can make the throw. Due to you being a left-hander, you've got the proper angle to make the throw to the inside part of the bag. If we're over here at third base side, again, you would come off, set yourself up. If it's planted here, you want to barehand it, you're ready to go. You're right here. Press, step, throw, or pick it up with two hands, left to right, right to left, and make the throw. Easy for the left-hander. This fielding drill is known as the glove shuffle or the bare hand scoop. And trust me, every once in a while in one of those games, the ball will hit and it'll be not hard enough to get there to you, but you've got to charge and just kind of scoop and push it for the force out or maybe even a tag. So rather than not being able to handle it, we're going to work on it just in case it happens. Here we go, ready? What Philip and them are going to do, they're going to keep their glove open, push it right out towards me. Try to maintain a level right in here. All the way through the ball. Here we go. Good. Got to keep your head down. You pull your head up, you lose the ball. Head up, glove comes up. Come on, come on. Can't wait, can't wait. Get it down and get me killed. Here we go. Here we go, Jay. My bad. Come get it, come get it. There you go. Way to use your head. That's the way to do it. Ball stop, you use his bare hand to get it to me. Scoop. Gotta come, gotta come. Good job. Excellent. Come get it, D. Come get him. Good. In this drill, we're going to work on comebackers to the pitcher. This drill will help the pitcher to determine, one, who's going to cover the bag when we're turning a double play. If the ball goes directly to the pitcher, he's in the dirt, he knows that the shortstop is going to cover the bag. If the ball is hit to the pitcher's left, he's got to know that the second baseman has got to back him up and the shortstop is going to cover the bag. If the ball is hit to the pitcher's right, the shortstop's got to stay there and he knows that the second baseman's got to cove and cover the bag. A lot of times you'll see these guys say, hey, ball directly back to me, I got you. So they know who they're talking to and they communicate. So what we're going to work on is getting the proper footwork for turning a double play. Here we go, ready? Not bad. You notice that Timmy and Philip kind of turned a little bit to the side. If you get a true hop and you can turn to the side, that's going to make that transition a little bit easier instead of fielding it straight on. What I'd ask for the younger players to do is to maybe go ahead and field it square on and then turn rather than taking a chance of opening up too quick. Now we'll test them and see if we can go left or right. Here we go. Get your feet set. Not bad. Good. Here we go, Jay. Two hands, not bad. What we'll do now on the comebackers, I'll hit the ball to the pitcher. We're going to think that there's a runner at third. What we've got to do is check him, make sure we just don't let him fly down the line and score. We're going to hold him, then we're going to make our throw to first. We got to check the runner, get our footwork in order, and then get the footwork ready to throw to get the out at first. Here we go. Good. Check him and make the throw. There you go. Give him a look. Catch the ball first. We got to catch the ball first.
Come on.
Check him. Make the throw. Good job. You notice I'm in the first base area. A lot of times during a ball game, balls will be hit to the first baseman's right, which is going to take him to his right where he can't cover the bag, which leaves the pitcher to slide over and fill the position. What we ask for the pitcher to do is to run a direct line from the mound to the first cut in the grass. As he approaches this cut, he's now going to come parallel, chopping his steps with his hands up, and I'm going to feed him the ball. This is mainly a timing play between a pitcher, first baseman, and sometimes a second baseman. So what we do, we'll work on it. Timmy and Phil will simulate a throw. They're going to make a direct line to the first cut. Then they're going to come parallel with the bag, hands up, chop their steps. Once they hit the inside of the bag, they're going to push off and determine what's going on with the rest of the game. He runs a straight line for the cut. As he gets, chops his steps, hands up, boom. Push to the inside, see what else is going on. He's going to play the game and not get caught watching the game. Straight line, hands up, chop, chop, chop. Push off, see what's going on with the rest of the game. There we go. Straight line, parallel to the line, feed him, inside, push off. If you don't push off, some of these big guys are going to get a good piece of you and plant you like a weed. Here we go. Sometimes I may give it to him a little bit early. There you go. Don't drift into the line. If you drift anyway, you come to the inside. Do not drift into the path of the runner. Here we go, Timmy. Head up a little bit. Good job. Hit the inner third of the bag, push off, come towards the infield side. There's always a chance when this happens that even the first baseman or second baseman may bobble the ball. If that happens, he now sits up just like he's the first baseman. He plants. Again, I feed him the ball. Here we go, Timmy. As you're running down the line, you always anticipate a bad throw. He bobbles it. He plants. There's the out. I guess you're wondering why I'm in center field. You never know what's going to happen, where that little dink hit or that cheap bleeder is going to land. What we're going to work on now is we want to work on playing a game instead of watching a game. As a pitcher, you may be able to get a very valuable force out here with a runner on second base or potentially a runner on first and second. The ball's a little bloop single, comes out here, one of your fielders makes the play or doesn't make the play, now you're covering the bag. What we're going to have Timmy and Phillip do is simulate a pitch to the plate. They're going to react, come here, and practice just fielding the ball to second base. Here we go, Phil. Set up just like your fielder. Boom, now we got the force out. We keep the double play alive. Just because we're not watching the game, we're playing the game. If I move over a little bit, he sets his position up, ready to field a throw. We get the force. Here we go. There we go, we get the force out. This is also a play that could happen at first base, it could also happen at third. So remember, if you're a pitcher, know where you need to be on every ball that's hit. Don't get caught watching the game, play the game. Remember, you're the one that gets the loss. Let's get that out. I've now changed my position to third base. You never know when a pop fly that may slice over here to third. Third baseman comes out, short's coming, my left fielder's coming again. Now we've got third base unoccupied. So what we're gonna do is practice just the communication and getting there by the pitcher so in case we may have to get a force or tag out. Here we go, Timmy. You see that the bag is unoccupied, he sprints over. Gets the force out or probably has to make a tag. Either way, but he's there to get the out. Here we go, Phil. Good job. Way to let him know to come to you. Takes a direct route to the bag, sets itself up. Be a little quicker. Maybe come in behind the bag, Timmy. Use that bag if you can for defense. Three. Good job, Philip. What we're gonna work on now is overthrows. When a throw goes to third, and the pitcher has to back up to save the run. One of the mistakes that can be made here is the pitcher gets too close to the bag, thus there's an overthrow, he's too close to react. Now the ball gets kicked around, now we're looking at everybody scoring, maybe picking up two bases if it goes into the dugout. So what I'm gonna do is have Timmy simulate a pitch, I'm gonna overthrow Phillip, we make sure he gets the right proper depth and distance. Go, set it up deep, Timmy. There's the overthrow. Now Timmy's there to prevent the ball from going in the dugout. Good job. Let's try it again. He's got to read me. He must understand that wherever there's a runner going, that's where he needs to be. Here we go, Timmy. Good job. Timmy wants to make sure that he gets a little bit of distance so he can react. If he's too close, he cannot read the ball. home plate, this is where it all takes place. Everybody wants a piece of it. Everybody wants to score a run. What we want to work on now is pass ball communication, or getting to the pass ball to help the catcher out. Even the best catcher is going to let one get past him. So what we're going to do is position ourselves depending on where the ball goes. I'm going to simulate being back here on a pass ball. I'm going to feed the guys as they cover from the pitching mound. If the ball kicks off to the first base side, what I prefer them to do is set yourself up so they can make the catch and then come down and make the swipe if they have to. If it's straight back, I prefer them to be right here to make the tag. Third base side, they're going to come here. What we don't want to do is get caught straddling the plate because they're going to clean your clock, okay? Put yourself in a safe position. Most leagues now have rules where you have to slide when you're coming in home plate. But trust me, somebody may cheap chop you. You ready to go? Here we go. Got to get there, got to cover. Set yourself up. Tag. There you go. Ready, Timmy? Got to sprint. Do or die. There you go. Don't let him get a piece of you. May even get it a little bit earlier. There you go. Anticipate. Good job. Good tag. Let's switch around to the third base side. Here we go. Get your footwork in order. Position your body right. Here we go. Ready? Go. Set yourself up. Make the tag. Get it down there. Get it down there. We got to get it down there. Don't be swiping. He's going to slide right into you. Catch the ball. Put it down. Let him come to you. Excellent. Make him come to you. Easier throw, boom, right there. He's gonna come right to you. Couple more guys, here we go. There you go. That's all we need, right there, good job. Here we go, Tim, last one. Good job. On now is the overthrows towards home plate. Timmy's on the mound. Phillip's portraying to be a catcher. What's going to happen is Timmy thinks there's a runner at second. He knows that there's a ball hit in the alley left field. He's got to back up home. Okay. Here we go, Timmy. He knows the ball's hit the left. He's got to get there to back up. There's the overthrow, overthrow. Timmy's there. He can prevent anyone else from scoring. The thing to remember is do not get too close to the catcher or the third baseman. If you get too close, now we got two guys misplaying the ball and it's rolling around. I hope you were able to gain something from the pitcher's fielding practice. Remember, you've got to field your position. You're very integral in fielding the position, keeping the runs, and getting the outs down. So field your position, take pride in it. It's the grunt work, but it'll make you look like $1 million. Practice, 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 and remember, practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect, so practice it the right way.